This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
She's a great-great-granddaughter to Clancy of the Overflow. He a good friend from way back then of the bush poet named Banjo. We went out drinking dark ale. She said, you know I'm a poet too. But all I could murmur back to her was I could die looking at you. I could die looking at you. Hell, on this road, you put your trust in strangers and you take wrong turns. With too much time to think, far too many drinks, but I like the way this whiskey burns. And like a bird, you swoop down, you edge closer, then off you flew. It was lucky you didn't stay there with me, for I could have died looking at you. I could die looking at you. This three-day love affair was over now. It all felt like a dream. Oh, sweet drunk mornings, we'd be down in the Ville's dirty CBD. Will I ever drove the northern plains and see that ghost of Clancy riding through? 'Cause for now I'm a-flying south back home, just thinking that I almost died looking at you. I could die looking at you. Of the whole overflow. Yeah, just like Banjo, I'm stuck back in the city where people don't have time to grow. Or was it Morocco or Spain where they said we'd run away to leave our woes and start something new? Or maybe when we're old, we'll meet again. Yeah, we'll meet again. And then I can die looking at you. I could die looking at you. I could die looking at you. I could die just looking at you.
Jordy Lane has 8 releases out. The newest release is called Glass of Land, and he's named Melbourne Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. is here from Australia along with Claire Reynolds. So what's up with that, Jordy? How are you Melbourne Magazine's 100 most influential people? How does that happen?
You're looking at me in sheer disbelief, and I don't know whether to be
Well, we don't really know each other that well.
No, we don't.
So I just wonder how that happens. I feel like I'm in the midst of royalty. That's what it is. It's awe.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing. And I guess it was bringing out music that people in the city of Melbourne or Australia found important. And yeah, I got to walk down a red carpet in a tux. Yeah, so that was exciting.
Wow.
But other than that, you know, Melbourne is a great music city to grow up in.
Okay.
And so I was very privileged to do that because people from all around the rest of the country all moved to Melbourne, you know, to be amongst that scene. And I was just born right on the tram line, and I could get everywhere around the city playing gigs all around. So that was the beginning for me. And then when I finally got to Brisbane, which is like 30 hours north of Melbourne, that's where I met Claire.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, another interesting award for you, you'll have to tell us more about it, was the Melbourne International Comedy Festival's award, the Barry Award. What's the Barry Award?
So I definitely can't take all the credit for that. My mum has been a stand-up comedian since I was about 2 years old, and she's been doing television and predominantly doing stand-up. So the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is one of the top three in the world, with like Montreal and Edinburgh. And so the Barry Award is the nickname given to the best show in the Melbourne Comedy Festival. So she got me along, she got me off the couch. Basically, I was doing nothing after I finished high school, and she said, you know, either you get off the couch and write a comedy show with me and perform it in the festival, or I'm kicking you out of home. And so I was extremely afraid of having to fend for myself. So I said, yes, I'll do this show. And yeah, we got nominated for that. We didn't win it, but my mum did win it a couple of years later, which was a great honour. And she, yeah, duly deserved. So
how did you make the transition, Jordy, from being the son of a comedian and a clown to being a singer-songwriter?
Well,
what did you bring from that experience to what you do now?
Firstly, just an interesting fact, if people look me up on the internet, on Google, Google sees me as that I still haven't made that transition. It says, Jordy, you know how we usually say, Jordy Lane, musician or
right.
songwriter. It says, Jordy Lane, Denise Scott's son.
Oh.
So I've tried to leave the nest. I'm living on the other side of the world. I'm doing a music career, and Google still doesn't acknowledge that. So if they're out listening today, please.
So a benchmark.
Let me get away from my mom.
A benchmark for you then will be when it says Jordy Lane, musician, and Wikipedia recognizes you as your own person,
or
and
we
not
meet
just the
somebody in Silicon Valley who can do it with a click of a button. But that was a great entry for me to like doing something professional in a performance sense on stage. It was every night. It was a packed house every night, and I had to be like on the ball and be right there ready to catch any offensive comments that my mum made at my expense. But yeah, after that, I just got that taste for being on stage and playing to an audience. And it was probably a year after that show that I really kind of struggled, like just trying to do open mic nights and still convince my mum that I was doing something worthwhile, so she didn't kick me out that following year.
So look, I'm not on the couch anymore.
So yeah, but I finally sort of got it together and started playing around town and then forming a band and making a couple of records. And then
like eight.
Yeah, going on the road and meeting Claire, who was running a In the Round songwriters night, which kind of was virtually unheard of in Australia, doing that In the Round style. And she was running this great night, and got to meet her, and we started writing songs together. And then Claire started playing my touring band, and then now that's been 6 years. So
your two ring band,
yeah,
instead of like a three ring circus. Okay.
I like that.
We're in the studio with Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds. We're going to take a short break and come back and hear some more from this duo from Australia on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
National news affects the whole country.
Today, I'm defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel and aluminum.
It can also affect the places closest to you, from big cities to small towns.
It's all about protecting jobs and saving jobs, but we're not even making it here. Whose job are you saving when we're not doing it here?
Listen to All Things Considered, hear the bigger picture every afternoon from NPR News.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and New Hampshire iPhone Repair, offering repairs, buybacks, and device sales with locations in Bedford, Portsmouth, and Salem. Information at nhiphonerepair.com. And Northeast Delta Dental, for individual and family dental plans, plan choices available at myoralhealth.com. And Seacoast Dermatology, treating skin issues unique to women, including skin cancers and graceful aging, serving women in New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. SeacoastDermNH.com. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're visiting with Jordy Lane. Hey, how about playing another tune, and then we'll come back and hear more of the Jordy Lane Claire Reynolds story.
Yeah. This is a song written about the exact time we were in when we were making this album, Glassell Land, and we were writing it in the back of a bungalow in a place called Glassell Park, northeast LA, and it was about my fear of opening the front door and going outside. It's called You Better Not Go Outside.
Yeah, you better not go. You better not go outside. Although the sun is in its shining glory, we all know what Violet's story has. Hey, you better not try to outrun the truth. You can't do that, you'll always lose. If you wanna play it safe, just be advised that you better not go outside. Try not to fall asleep straight after you're done. You better pretend you're a happy Larry, free and content even when you're not. Try not to obsess over symmetry. Accept your death as history. And pack your heels so you're the right height for the ride. Or you just better not go outside. Oh, you should eat more kale. You should work your core and swim. Make no mistake, yes, it's your stress to blame. So get proactive now about that skin. Shake hands with disease and make peace with war. Stay calm when they run out of almond milk at the store. And if Dr. Robert was not dead, he would prescribe. But oh well, you just better not go outside. Get set for danger, get that rifle off Grandpa's wall. Make sure to floss between your teeth every day. You don't want Tartar to gain control. So get set for kids, be ready for debt. Learn how to love his morning breath. Yes, it's hard to swallow it all sometimes. So you just better not go outside.
page turn.
Find something to believe in, or better yet, find an allergy or two. Find something coarse enough to scrub the mold off everything you see and touch and do. Find somewhere to excuse yourself from every social situation. Choose your vice, numb your pain. It's pointless to be just a patient in an overcrowded waiting room all night. So you just better not go outside. So after all's been said, after all's been battered and fried, your to-do list still grows like Creeping Charlie. You can't cut him down, how hard you've tried. After all's been lost and there's nothing left, to death they cried, will you be there? Or are you just as scared as me? Oh well, we better not go and sell. Oh, better not go and sell. Oh, better not go and sell. Oh, better not go and sell.
Reynolds, I feel like I was just talking to my daughter about how you shut the noise off.
Yes.
You know, you've got all these messages coming constantly,
mm-hmm.
and one way to avoid all those messages is just don't go outside, right? Jordy, your latest album is called Glasaland, and how is that for you in your journey? How is that your progression in terms of your writing and your record production? You've got a bunch of releases under your belt already.
Mm-hmm.
How's it changed for you? How's it transformed?
Well, I think it was the first time I'd always sort of see myself as a folk songwriter and a storyteller, and I wanted to kind of stay true to the genre and be quite acoustic based, but I felt like I was potentially not being true to myself and maybe lying to the songs what the mm-hmm. songs wanted. And you know, my first real love was the Beatles, and then also a New Zealand Australian band, Crowded House. And both of those group, well, Crowded House very much influenced by the Beatles, you know, really embraced pop elements and string sections and creativity on the production side. And meeting Claire and working with her and watching her as a songwriter, predominantly in a pop world, she co-writes with a lot of pop and hip-hop based artists, and the sort of freedom she brings to the songwriting process and kind of not saying no to anything until the last minute, because you don't want to kind of cut it all down, because then you don't get to let it breathe and explore. So this record is definitely a collaboration of both our backgrounds. So it's a lot more electric.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more
layered.
Yeah, and it's a little more pop in its kind of sensibilities. Like the drums are kind of quite heavy, and it was really fun for Claire and I to perform all of those instruments ourselves on the actual recording, and then go out and try and find musicians to play it with us.
And
as you can see right now, it's still just the two of us. We're having trouble.
Where's the rest of the band?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you've toured with folks like, you mentioned when we were off air that you had done some work with the Straybirds. But you've also worked with Old Crow Medicine Show, Billy Bragg, Mary Chapin Carpenter. So quite a variety of performers out there that you've been performing with.
Yeah.
And now you're making your home in Nashville, is that right?
Yeah. We'd all sort of always explored coming to America since 2010. I first came here just on a bit of an exploration, going to the homes of where the music I love came from. And so, yeah, to tour with acts like Old Crow, and they were just a whole lot of fun, you know, insane at times, but really, really great.
Talk a little bit, Jordy, about where your influences were. You mentioned the Beatles, but you also have been compared to folks like Graham Parsons. So for you, what do you feel like has really most influenced your music and your songwriting today?
Sound-wise and stylistically, my influences are sort of changing every day depending on what I'm listening to. I can't help but if I go to a new town and there's a new accent, I'm putting on that accent and potentially offending someone by I'm not mocking them. I'm just constantly emulating the sounds around me. So I try not to listen to too much music, because when I first got into, say, Graham Parsons, everything I did, I wanted to sound like Graham. And I think he sort of struck me just as this real alternative country singer that I hadn't heard that type of fragility. And, you know, there was a kind of a lot of pain in his voice. And, you know, I had not been through the kind of things that he'd been through in what was only 26 years he lived. But I really connected with him. So he was a huge influence, kind of getting me into country. So I sort of started with him and then went backwards to things like Hank Williams. But then people like Bob Dylan really were the first singers that made me actually listen to the lyrics. And before that, I just wanted to be Jimi Hendrix. So, and I knew that was not going to happen.
Your mom would say, get back on the couch.
Yeah. Yeah, stop playing the guitar and just get on the couch.
And did you grow up in Melbourne?
Yeah, I grew up in Thornbury, which is, it's only 20 minutes north of the CBD. So it's virtually part of Greater Melbourne. And yeah, it's just a little suburban neighbourhood, not unlike a lot of neighbourhoods you'd find in the US. But yeah, right near the tram, right near the train. And it was, it's now like a super hip place with a lot of big music venues, and my parents still live in the same house I grew up in, and so it's great to go back there.
Hey, I saw on Facebook that you made a guest appearance at a Vietnamese restaurant. Do you do that a lot?
We look for Vietnamese restaurants in every stop we make. Like, that's a worldwide thing for us. We've traveled to Vietnam a couple of times and love finding the best pho or, you know, spring rolls we can find.
Well, they just happen to have music there.
Well, yeah, this one in, it was Framingham. Is that how you pronounce
Framingham?
It?
Framingham.
Yeah, just outside of Boston. And, we just went in for a pho on Friday night, and there happened to be, like, this funk band totally going off, playing great music. And, you know, they're like, come on, everybody, get off your feet and dance. So that was a fun... I'd never seen a funk band playing at a Vietnamese restaurant before. So.
We're going to take a short break and come back and visit some more with Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
The Rising Stars Awards recognize outstanding young professionals and innovative companies around the state. I'm Casey McDermott, Data and Investigations Reporter at NHPR. We're partnering with Stay Work Play to celebrate this year's class of New Hampshire's Rising Stars. We'll be at the Courier Museum in Manchester on Thursday, October 11th, with delicious food, entertainment, and raffles. Get your tickets at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the New Hampshire Women's Foundation 14th Annual Women Building Community Luncheon, October 23rd in Manchester, with special guest Tiffany Dufu, nhwomensfoundation.org. And Gateway Tai Chi, Qigong, and Yoga in Portsmouth, Qigong instruction to develop and channel your internal Qi, the Chinese word for energy. Learn more at gatewaytaichi.com. And Ed Riley Subaru in Concord, a local family-run business serving the needs of central New Hampshire Subaru owners and buyers for over 24 years. Details at edrileysubaru.com. Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds are our guests in the studio on the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about playing another tune? We'll come back and find out a little bit more about where you're making your roots these days.
This is a song that I wrote. This is quite an old song for me from my first album, Sleeping Patterns. And it was a song written about a bunch of photographs I took on my first trip out of Australia, which was through Vietnam from the north in Hanoi, right down south to Saigon. So this is called War Rages On.
Lit street with a heartache in his eye. He says if you buy lucky coin, it's good for you and me. Oh, this young boy, he was covered in the dirty light. All his friends, they jump on top of me, and they ask, did I ride some kangaroo to school? I said, well, who told you that, you silly boys? They said, I was one of them Yankee fools. That they need a little food, they need a little money. I just wanna be back home with my honey, for I ain't seen her in so long. I can barely write this song. Oh, my heart is aching now for money like them. But for my darling back home, how I've been missing. To my hotel I walk a stumbling man, for I'm homesick in Hoi An. Boy walks a dark promenade. She asks, do you need cocaine? Do you want to get laid? In the distance, drunken palms, they're singing merry tunes. In the alley, an old man sucks upon those hard life fumes. Yet he needs a little food, yeah, he needs a little money. I just wanna be back home with my honey, for I ain't seen her in so long. I can barely sing this song. Oh, my heart is aching now for money like him. But for my darling back home, how I've been missing. To my hotel I trip, I hit my head with a bang, for I'm drunk and disorderly in a train. Yeah. two dogs, they're fornicating in the main street of town. They're like street clowns putting on a show for this crowd that surrounds. And a little girl chokes upon the smoke that fills this Sargon sky. Puts out her hand, prays to her Lord, says, don't let me die. So I give her some food and 50,000 dong. But nothing compensates for this world that's done her wrong. She was born into a life where a silent war rages on. Oh, her heart is aching for some peace within. While here I am just soaking about some lady I've been missing to my hotel. I softly sing this song. It's such a sadness in Saigon.
Picture you painted, Jordy. That's Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Do you get to Vietnam very much?
I've only been twice in my life, and Claire's been once. But it feels like we're there all the time. My best friend that I grew up with right through school, the one who introduced me to Bob Dylan, to Graham Parsons, to all the music that influenced me, was from this best mate in school. And he moved to Vietnam 6-7 years ago. So we're talking on the phone and on FaceTime all the time. So I kind of feel like I'm still there all the time. And it's such an amazing place. Mm-hmm. You know, you literally can take out a smartphone and anybody can just point and take a picture and it looks like one of those advertisements for, you know, an amazing color TV or something. Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Pardon my ignorance about Australia, but, you know, we're just coming into the fall season here in New Hampshire and the colors are just starting to pop a little bit. What seasons are there in Australia and what season are they in?
Claire, I'll let you answer this one.
We've just gone into spring, so we're kind of the opposite here. So it's just starting to get warm, and where Geordie's from in Melbourne, there's definitely more like four seasons in one day. it's rains and sunny, and it's a crazy city like that. And where I'm from in Queensland, it's much more tropical, and there's thunderstorms that roll in through the summer, and it doesn't get nearly as cold. So,
I see you've got a big tour coming up in Australia pretty soon. Yeah. Making your roots here in the States, or are you making your roots now in Australia, or you've got one foot in both places?
Yeah, we sort of always have to keep one foot there. You know, it's great to go and see our family and friends, and we have got a big following in Australia, so there's always a lot of great festivals and venues that are inviting us back, so we kind of can't escape it. And it's great to kind of, if we can, have this sort of endless summer around the world. Sometimes we get stuck in a whole year of winter, but we're technically making Nashville, Tennessee our roots, but you know, everything's sort of transitory and temporary, you know, whether it's studios or sharing a suitcase between us with an imaginary line down the middle. We're always trying to, you know,
I push that line quite a lot so I can fit more things in.
Yeah, you have a lot of pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Well, it just happens.
So you were in LA for a little while, right? What made you decide to make the transition back to this coast?
I think we both always loved the East Coast. The East Coast feels a lot more like Melbourne, especially that kind of European influence, I guess, a little architecturally, and it does feel a little more like home. And then Nashville's just like this brand new kind of place for both of us. And we'd been on and off in Los Angeles for 5 years or so, and quite frankly, I was just sick of the blue sky, you know, 75 degrees every day. It just sent me crazy because you've got no reference of where you are in your life or seasonally, there's no seasons. So, I'm, as Claire said, four seasons in one day, Melbourne, I wanted to see it rain. I wanted to see lightning and thunder, and Nashville's completely done that many times already in this first few months. So it's, yeah, amazing melting pot for music and also the ability to actually have a life as a musician. You know, nearly everyone's sort of in and out, often on the road, but it's a great central spot in the US to drive out of. Like, yeah, we drove from there for this trip as well, and it's pretty beautiful and easy in a way. You just can't really do that in Australia.
Are you writing a lot of songs on the road?
They're usually quite silly little jingles. You know, you go past a, I don't know, Sunco gas station or something, and you start writing a song about that.
I think we've been gathering a lot of song titles at the moment.
Titles,
yeah, there's
themes,
a long list of themes and
quotes from people. But to be honest, yeah, it's sort of like your energy is taken up driving, getting out of bed, getting that workout where to get a good coffee and, you know.
Well, I saw a picture on your website of this beautiful truck, that I wondered if that was your tour bus. It's got a picture of Mickey Mouse on it. So
yeah,
that's not your tour bus, huh?
No, that's our tour bus. That's a large red and white taco truck that we drove over from. No, it's not. That is in the setting in Glassell Park, and that's, if you look to the left-hand corner, you can see a tiny tip of the Glassell Land sign, which looks just like the Hollywood sign, and that was partly the main influence on naming the title of this album. So. We definitely do love tacos.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I do love sleeping like Mickey Mouse is doing there, dreaming of ice cream.
Sure. Want to play another song, and then we'll talk about a little bit about your upcoming tour and other plans that you might have.
All right. This is a song named from a town just south of Sydney in Australia called Bulli. That's B-U-L-L-I. And it was famous for a coal mine that exploded in the year 1873. And that's where the genesis of this song idea came from. And the nickname of the town is Black Diamond.
Black diamond from Bulli. I feel dirty, I'm in the dark. Money's on the table before we start. In the third room on the top floor, when it was all over, she walked through the wall. I went back to the mine, back to the mine. I told the boys I had a hell of a time. Oh my, oh my, she's a black diamond from Bulli. I feel dirty, I'm in the dark. Money's on the table before we start. Now I loved her and she loved me, but nobody knew, nobody was to know how a minor and a discussed love could grow. Oh my, oh my, she's a black diamond from Bulli. I feel dirty, I'm in the dark. Money's on the table before we start, yeah, yeah. home. She's a black diamond from Bula. I feel duty, I'm in the dark. Money's on the table before we start. Home, home. She's a black diamond from Bula. I feel duty, I'm in the dark. Money's on the table before we start. Home, home, home. Oh, oh, my.
From the album Glass of Land, and they performed that in here without all the layers that you would find if you had the album in your CD player. So a little stripped down version of that here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What's next for you? You've got this album, you're going to be out supporting that album for a little while because it just came out, what, in September?
Yeah.
Well, this month?
Yep. Yeah, it came out 7th of September, and
what other projects do you have in mind for yourselves?
We have a lot of different things going on. Whenever we're not on the road, Claire's doing a lot of co-writing now in Nashville with different people, and we've got a couple of collaborative singles that will be coming out, one with an Indigenous Australian artist, and then one with another Australian artist who's just moved to Nashville. So all of that, I'm probably jumping the gun, so I won't name names yet, but they'll be coming out in the next few months.
You also just finished a documentary.
Oh, yeah, doing a soundtrack to a documentary, which is also coming out soon. So, yeah, different bits and pieces like that. And this US tour, it's only a few select dates, but, we roll around. Go back to Nashville and then finish in Los Angeles mid-November and then back to Australia for touring. But we're
doing another tour in February, March in many more cities.
So yep.
Keep an eye out.
If folks want to keep an eye on you,
yeah.
How do they do that? The best way is to check out your website, or do you like Facebook? Or
we like them all. Actually, I don't like social media as much as Claire. Probably she's much better at it than me, so she's helping run that for sure. But so there's a lot of stuff on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. They're all just Geordie Lane Music, J-O-R-R. Got to get my R's right in America.
J-O-R-D-I-E-L-A-N-E,
and then music at the end of that. So. And then the website's just geordielane.com, and we're all over those Spotify, iTunes, Apple, any of those streaming services you like. Yeah.
And the new album is available on iTunes?
It is. Yes. And, if it's not at your local record store, tell them to get it in, because we do have people distributing it across America, but they just need...
And
I just
spell
need
it.
You to ask for it.
To spell it is G L A S S E L L L A N D.
Yeah, yes. Try and remember that one.
Glass Cell Land.
And that's a place.
It's sort of an imaginary place, but it's within Glass Cell Park. If people are familiar with Pasadena in Los Angeles, it's about 10 minutes away from there.
We're in the studio with Geordie Lane and Claire Reynolds. One more song from these two coming up in a moment.
The Rising Stars Awards recognize outstanding young professionals and innovative companies around the state. I'm Casey McDermott, data and investigations reporter at NHPR. We're partnering with Stay Work Play to celebrate this year's class of New Hampshire's rising stars. We'll be at the Courier Museum in Manchester on Thursday, October 11th, with delicious food, entertainment, and raffles. Get your tickets at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Bluebird Self-Storage, a New Hampshire-owned and operated business offering true climate control pickup for new customers and personalized service, bluebirdstorage.com. And Tufts Health Freedom Plan and Northeast Delta Dental, a partnership created for better oral and overall health right here in New Hampshire, teethtotoes.com. And Benson Wood and Unity Homes, two different companies, one shared mission, building homes that are healthy, sustainable, and adaptable. BensonWood.com and UnityHomes.com. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a real treat to have Jordy Lean and Claire Reynolds stopping by on their way through. We'd love to hear one more tune, if you could leave us with one last song, please.
Yeah. This is a song I wrote definitely about the process of making the album, which involved me working usually from about midnight till 8 a.m. on the recordings or the writing. And then I'd sleep most of the day. Claire would be off doing co-writes, and then we'd kind of meet up, have some breakfast at 6 p.m. and we'd work through what I'd done the night before Yeah, so that's what this song is about. It's a celebration of sleeping. This is off the record. It's called Time Just Flew.
I sleep all day. Wish I could spend it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time just flew like it always does. I wake when the day is done. I do my living without the sun. I should feel older, better still feel young. I've been up for 15, but I'm 31. I sleep all day. Wish I could do it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time just flew like it always does. Drink my coffee when it goes cold. I toast the bread that's 10 days old. I read the paper from a year ago. I just found out that the world's been sold. I'll sleep all day. Wish I could do it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time just flew like it always does. Don't make me open my eyes. Don't let me see the truth. Just let me stay here a while. Just me and my dreams and you. I'll sleep all day. Wish I could do it with you. I've tried so hard to change, but how the time just flew. Oh, yes, how the time just flew, like it always does. Yeah, like it always does. Yeah, like it always does.
Thanks for stopping by, Jordy Lane and Claire Reynolds. Visit their website, jordylane.com. That's jordielane.com. Be looking for them. I'm sure you're going to hear more. Their latest album is called Glass of Land, and more will be revealed from these folks originally from Australia. Thanks for stopping by the Folk Show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
This is NHPR.